5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Oh, guys, it's not a secret anymore. Me and HB have started a podcast, the Old and Bold Podcast.
Yeah, Old and Bold, self-explanatory goal.
Yeah, it makes sense,
bro. Nah, because you're bold.
Yeah.
And I'm old.
Yeah, so I literally just put it together and it's not bold or not, Old and Bold. Old and Bold has more
because I start first. No, Old and Bold, it just means that you've been here longer.
Yeah.
And you've been bold.
A lot
quite
longer.
Quite long as well, but it's like 10 seconds off.
Yeah, at least.
Honestly.
Do you know what it is? When the idea got pitched to me initially, when it was like, do you want to start a podcast?
Yeah.
Immediately I was like, don't want to do it by myself. What is Harry doing?
Swear down.
Yeah. I was like, literally, you're the first name I said. I was like, what's Harry doing? So I thought, well, I'm asking you what Harry's doing. Like, I ain't got the guy's number.
Yeah.
Called you. Remember? I was like, yo, bro, podcast, on board podcast. Thoughts? Saw the smile on your face. I was like, yeah. That's it.
Yeah, because you FaceTimed me as well.
Bro, I didn't care what you were doing. That wasn't the first time. You missed like 17 of my calls. And I was like,
You're worse than me, bro.
No. You know how you are. So I tried to call you, blood, sweat, tears. Yeah, oh, why is not good. Picking like up my phone? So eventually you picked up and I was like, yo, bro, this is the case. I saw that smile on your face. I was like, yeah, that's the first domino.
In my head, it just makes sense because we've done so many YouTube videos together.
Yeah.
And we just got a great chemistry on and off camera, obviously, as well. Yeah. But it just made sense.
Yeah, definitely.
Old and Bold. And the funny thing about this is that this has been something that you have stained me with. The old nation.
Like,
people call me old because of you.
Yeah.
And I don't even know where it stems from.
Yeah. Brother, do you know what it was? It started on the rap battle me and you had on Chunks' YouTube channel.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? So at that point, I was trying to look for things to say about you. And you're a good looking brother. You don't really have like any like clear flaws. Like for that whole day, I wish your skin was shit.
Yeah.
But I was like, it's just dark. And then I was just like, oh, what do I say about him? And I clocked, he's a tiny bit older than a lot of the mandem. So I just thought, do you know what it is? I took that and ran with it.
And exaggerated. To this day, I get like random messages. Yeah. Not even a hello or nothing, just about how old I am.
Yeah.
And because your jokes get more creative as they go along,
like
I think one of the best jokes you've ever said about me was that I saw the First Supper. I was there.
I said you organized the Last Supper.
Yeah, come on,
you
man.
You organized it. Not even you were present.
No, I organized it.
They're like, I beg you, 7 o'clock, be there.
Be there. Grub's going to be there.
Yeah.
All you don't need to do is
He's like, you know how you're late, bro? You're always late, bro. Like, just come, I beg you. Like, one of
them. No, but this is, do you know what it is? I've never had anything, that I can say I'm a part of, that means something to me, that I own, something like this. It's better to do with your brother. You know what 100%. I'm saying? So I'm glad we're doing this and we're going to be consistent as well.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the thing. And obviously we've got an amazing team behind us as well. And
amazing. Shout out to you guys.
Yeah, shout out to you guys. Also, let's not act like the set is not incredible.
Outrageous.
So let's talk about it a little bit. All right. So behind you has 4 bold human beings.
Okay. Can I just clearly state?
Yeah. Let's have it right.
These 4 pictures have absolutely nothing to do with me. I mean, Michael Jordan, don't know him, no, personally.
Yeah.
The Rock, good brother. Never met him.
But The Rock with an egg.
Yeah, The Rock with an egg. Like, he's not already bold enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I get it. So, and Steve
Harvey, though,
Steve, Why is okay? You're just trying to get any bold black youth.
Like, no, it makes sense though, bro.
No, okay,
like,
fair enough.
Like, basically, I think what they're trying to say is, out of those four bold men, you making the fifth bald one, it just makes sense.
And I feel like I fit into that circle 100%. Of like success, because like me and him, like we're on the same level.
In
like,
what sense though?
Like he's got six rings, I've got two.
Yeah, so
I'm close. Fair play. So then we've got Dwayne The Rock Johnson here, who if you can smell what the Rock's good. And plus I used to move
rocks. Who is he though? That's the thing though. They just got, okay, so I need to say something. So the people that designed the set,
I think you're going to say what I'm going to say. Go on, say it.
No, I think we know what we're trying to say here.
Go on.
They got a random black brother.
Yep.
Said, they're black, so it must work.
Okay, you know it's
kind of... Who is he? Okay. Who is that black kid?
Can we just be candid?
Yeah.
Can everything be out on the table?
It's that
can we
there,
just
really?
Be honest?
Yeah, it's there, right there. It's on the table right there.
We have racist producers.
And we're fine with it because they are who they are and we can see them for who they are.
Yeah, so someone said, let's just get bold people to cover the set. And there was a little tiny voice in the back saying, no, let's make them bold and black.
Yeah.
And let's just really emphasize on the black.
I can't even see from here if he's got eyebrows or not. All I can see is white dots as eyes. So fair enough. Thank you guys.
This is good, man. This is good.
Hold on though. You forgot someone else.
What?
A little homie on the corner.
Okay, who is
this? Yeah, he's fucked up though.
Who is this? Who is he? Like, if you're a real human being, brother,
send us a message. If this is you and you know us, please, man.
Like, I need to know who you are. You can't be on the couch. I feel like a creep because I don't know you, bro.
We've got to give him a name, though. Until we find out his real name.
Okay, please. Like, not yet.
And we'll think of it when it comes naturally.
Not yet.
But, so, like, obviously, this podcast, we obviously started it on a whim. Like, we want this to be very unserious, with elements of, obviously, seriousness, but...
I don't want to be known as like a serious podcast.
Yeah, this place is not where you come to feel bad about yourself.
Yeah.
We want you to come here and feel good about yourself.
Definitely.
That's the whole plan.
I feel like people watch us and love us because we're never serious.
Never.
Do you get what I mean? Like every sentence that comes out of our mouth is never like a genuine question or something we genuinely want to know. It's like, so I thought, okay, why not create a platform where we could do that for longer?
Yeah.
Because you know, like when we're recording like these general knowledge videos and then the dilemmas and the guesters and
all
these
I want to evolve, bro.
Like, it's like
how much times am I going to eat a snack from Japan?
Yeah.
Or how many times are we going to do general knowledge?
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to keep doing it. Let me have it there.
Let me have something else as well.
You get me? Because you know how cost of lives.
Yeah.
Things get real.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I need that few quid.
Yeah.
And you guys are here to support.
I mean, general knowledge pays for the general college. I mean, that's the thing, fam. That's what it is. And you know, but the thing is with those videos, it doesn't really give you a lot of room to be yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of just get like short bursts of myself, whereas, because we're following a structure.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I want to be able to sit down and talk about anything. 9 o'clock. They don't want me to talk. They don't want to hear.
They don't want to hear my views.
Well said.
They do, for real. Because at the end of the day, bro, I think we've got so much content out there that, you know, from other people, other brands, and so on and so forth. But it just feels great to have our own, old and bold.
Yeah.
Makes sense as well.
Yeah.
And that's what actually, when Darkest called me, was thinking about the name, or he said the name, I was thinking about the name Old and Bold. And immediately I was like, genius.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, Old and Bold. But it came to me, I think, the same day you agreed to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
As soon as you said, yeah, I'm down.
Did you think I was on board?
Because bro, it's like, if you said no, it's not going to be like, you don't want to work with me. No, maybe you have other stuff going on.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Like, and you're more experienced than me, like when it comes to podcasts.
Mean?
Like, no, I don't mean that as an insult.
Yeah.
It's just that you're very old. And then, and you have another podcast that you do, Inside Scoop.
But that's football though.
Yeah,
and you know absolutely nothing about football.
Come on, bro. Stephen Naismith.
Why do you know these so rogue football players?
I don't know, but he's
called... Give me five rogue football players. I want to know them.
Okay, right now?
Yeah.
Bro, you don't even want to. All right, cool. All right, Gael Clichy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gael Clichy.
Yeah. Seamus Coleman.
Good one.
Yeah, Seamus Coleman.
Yeah.
Where are we going to go now? Where are we going to go? We're going to go all Brighton.
That is mental health.
Yeah. We're going to go Shinji Kakao.
Yeah,
she's
that's your favorite.
No, brother. You know it is. I just love who he was.
Okay, cool.
And I love what he brought to move your family from Germany to Manchester United, then back to Germany. I mean, it takes a lot of hard work.
Yeah, that's a roller coaster.
So yeah, I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
And just to
finish it off.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go Choupo-Moting. Like honestly, Choupo-Moting. Personally,
that's the thing. No, I mean,
like
airtime's good though.
I mean, I'm thirsty, bro.
Go drink your drink.
Yeah. I mean,
all right. So, obviously, with us two, another thing why I feel like this is going to be great is because we don't follow rules.
Yeah.
And rules are not meant to be followed.
I don't like rules.
No, I don't want to follow no rules anyway.
I personally
With that
them.
Being said though, I've got some questions that I would like to ask for both of us to answer.
Sure.
One of them is, if you could add one dumb rule to the world that everyone has to follow, what would it be?
Okay, I beg you, just for a second, take me in, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not a bad person.
No, set the scene
though. Okay, okay, cool. I just want to say my point and then explain it.
Okay.
I feel like cars should be able to hit peds.
Okay.
Okay, now let me explain like this.
Let me explain. Go on, go on.
Because if we're, look, peds are the flies. They're like flies almost, yeah? But the thing is, what makes them different, like what makes them different from flies is that I can't kill them. Do you get what I mean? Because when I'm driving sometimes and, you know, focused on the road and then these peds are coming out of nowhere and sometimes I don't know where you are, even at temporary lights, you think like you own the road. Do you get what I mean? I feel like if we should be allowed to hit them.
Are you good though? Like genuinely, like on a normal, like.
Maybe I shouldn't share my views to the world.
Yeah, just on a normal one because that.
Yeah.
Are you good? Like on a normal question, like not even about this. Are you good?
I think so. I mean, I ain't got myself checked and nothing, but I'm just saying from my own personal experience, most of my anger is towards peds.
Fair play. Okay. Yeah. Mine, I'm going to go in the same theme as you, yeah? I think, yeah, you should have a driver license or a riding license to drive, ride a bike in London.
Okay, what you just said was, I feel like you should have a driving license, yeah. license. That's what you said. Say that one more time.
You know English ain't my first
language. No, yeah, but just bro, take all a right, deep breath.
So I think you should have.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
A license that gives you access to ride a bike in London.
What kind of bike? Like a motorbike?
A pedal bike. Because the other day, I was driving and this lady on a dual carriageway swung into the middle of the road.
Stupid bitch.
And I was just like, but if I hit you, I'm the one that goes to jail. I'm the one that loses everything.
I don't like how much,
I just can't stand how, obviously bro, there's cycle lanes and then there's not cycle lanes. What's wrong with riding on the pavement?
Do you notice, that's my other point. That's what I should have said initially.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with riding on the pavement?
Do you notice, because I think cyclists would be more safe on the pavement than an actual road. Would you rather dodge people or cars?
Yeah, people, it's only people. What? Okay, cool, you're going to see someone in a pushchair. You might hit, okay.
That's right deep.
What? Do you get me? It's not going to hurt them.
Yes,
but
not.
You could lose your life.
Yeah.
And I could lose my license. I could lose everything.
Yeah.
So for me,
even if it's your fault.
But that's the thing. It's never ever gonna be. And do you know what I hate as well? When they've got the camera, that means they're looking for trouble.
Yeah, they want like I'm gonna cause a problem, and you have to be okay.
Because
with
it's like someone at home. If you've got a Ring doorbell, you're expecting that someone's gonna come and rob you. So you need to know who that person is. It's the same with them. They're expecting it as well.
Yeah.
And they have this energy about them, like they own the roads.
Yeah.
I can't stand cyclists.
I feel like kill them all. Like honestly, it's.
I mean, if they look. I wouldn't be at their funeral.
Pretty much.
Put it that way.
Yeah.
All right, I've got another one for you, yeah?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
If you won $1 million in the lottery, but you could only spend it on things that start with the first letter of your name, what would you buy? $1 million. So obviously, your name's Darkest, so it starts with D. Harry H. All
right, what am I?
I would spend 500 bags on hash. On hash. 500 bags on hash. Hashish to the moon.
Anyone that wants to get high, you shout me. I got that. Half an M on hashish. What?
Well, why would you go? Okay.
Hashish.
All right. I'd get drugs.
I'd spend
at least 200 bags on drugs. I'd spend 200 bags on drugs, start my own line, and just be like hire people to run it. And then, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't even let them see my face.
What else would I get?
A mil, and I could only buy diamonds.
A mil.
Diamonds.
Oh.
See what I'm saying to you, bro? A Durag. I was about to say a Durag.
Hermes bags.
All right, Dolex.
Yeah. Dolex?
Yeah, please.
What begins with H?
I'm trying to force Rolex to start with a D.
What's expensive that begins with H? Horses. I'll buy horses.
Just buy bare horses.
Bare horses.
I'll buy donkeys and we should swap.
No, I wouldn't swap with you though.
Please.
It's because donkeys are the little brothers of horses and no one's really out here looking for donkeys, are they? But horses.
In case you want to
think of it, horse riding.
Yeah.
I can start my own horse riding company.
Okay,
where I get little rich kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, the name's called Bartholomew. Mm-hmm. And their dad has never seen a poor day in his life.
Yeah.
600 bags of horse. But I'm buying it for 10 bags. See, flip. I'm thinking about the flip.
Okay, cool.
Do you get me?
If you're going that deeper into it, say no more. All right. You know what I'll buy? I'd buy doors. Specific doors.
What kind of
doors? Design these doors.
Titanium doors?
Yeah, titanium doors. And they open on command, voice command, facial recognition, and they're also armed.
Hold on. So you knock on the door.
Yeah. So for example, if you're a stranger, let's say you're an intruder.
Okay, I knock on your door. Doom, doom, doom.
Wait.
Okay.
Doom, doom, doom.
Who are you? Yo, DPD, come here to deliver a parcel.
Intruder, alert.
What do you mean
please
intruder?
Please step off the porch.
Bro, I'm here to deliver my parcel, bro. What's wrong with you?
10.
What do you mean?
9.
8, bro.
7.
6.
4.
3.
2.
1, Ruby. Ah! Kalasin's in the first.
You see what I'm saying to you?
Okay, cool.
And that's a choice you made.
But remember,
get away from our door, bro.
Where would you sell these? Because in England, firearms are illegal.
Yeah.
So it'd have to be, it would be America only.
I mean, America and Russia. I think I'd sell it to Russia as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think Putin would entertain the idea.
Fair play.
I mean, definitely.
I'm trying to think something else that begins with H that's like, let me know anyway what I should buy with H though.
Helicopters.
Oh, helicopter. Oh, but a mil though. I feel like helicopters, I would only be able to get maybe 10.
With a mil, yeah, to be fair. Helicopter.
You know what I mean? Or if I buy beatdown ones that have...
And then do them up.
Do them up.
Do them up.
Spend a little 20 piece on there.
Diesel. I don't know. I would sell diesel to sell to you for your helicopters.
Oh, diesel's
And then me and you can
be
a business together.
Diesel.
Okay, I'll be honest. I hate this game.
Yeah, no.
Because there's not enough. Can I go A? Because my name's Ahmed as well.
Okay, can I go A as well? Okay,
first.
Amphibians.
Okay, S.
You buy S.
£1 million worth of ass.
Okay, actually. All right.
Yeah.
I've got another one. If we had to do a reality show together, what would be the most fun? So, for example,
if we're both doing it,
I'm a Celeb, Strictly Come Dancing, Traitors.
Do you know, with I'm a Celeb, I don't know if I could do that one.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do I'm a Celeb because, bro, like, they put scorpions in your assholes and they ask you questions. Like, allow me, man. Like,
what about Strictly Come Dancing?
What's that? Is that when you have to dance strict?
Fairs, man.
Well, I mean, like, well, no, but seriously, it's
choreography. So,
no,
like,
what's it strictly? Like, Strictly Come Dancing.
Is that
when they kind of demand you to come dance?
You're not talking. It's dancing.
Two step right now.
Literally, so, for example, let's say there's Grease. You know the film Grease?
Yeah.
So the dancing in that, let's say, for example, we have to replicate that.
Oh, so it's like theater almost.
Theater, yeah.
Okay, so what's it strictly about then?
Because it's strictly about dancing. No talking, no nothing, just dancing.
No, but the show would have been called Strictly, like it said Strictly Come Dancing. What is Strictly Come? Like, don't so make me come strictly.
Yeah, so come there, stern,
that means you're, yeah.
And dance.
Okay.
But you know what? If they did Strictly Come Dancing, but like-
I think I'd show that,
No, but like a rapping one, Strictly Come Rapping. Do you know how elite that would be?
Strictly Come Rapping. That means strictly, I talk your shit.
Everything is grease. Everything's grease belief.
I had the hammer on me.
Hammer.
I walked in the shop. I got that.
See, come on, bro. You could just. No, I had nothing there.
You know
what? Sorry.
It would be great. We would be a duo, but we would be those rappers, that finish sentences off for each other.
Let's try right now.
Two Glocks, I put them in my pocket. He was walking. I saw that money bulging out of his wallet.
No,
stop there. He bulging out of that wallet. I had the 40 on me, bulging out of my pocket.
And I saw how angry you were, so I told that nigga to stop.
Aim. Down, move. Don't wreck around.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, bro, do you get what I'm trying to say to you? It's Strictly Come Rapping.
I saw that nigga with sideburns. I pulled out that long stiff and made it sideburn, nigga.
Ooh. Come on, baby. You know what it is. It is what it is to the name what it ain't. You know?
Fair play. All right, yeah. So Strictly Come Rapping, but I Strictly think come yeah, rapping where, would where we'd be great at, yeah,
yeah,
is if we did something like Traitors. Me and you being the people that are killing off everyone.
I'd punch people in the face. Like, no.
Why do you always resort to violence?
I'm sorry, bro. It's like, it's how I was raised.
But you was raised in a nice home.
Nice home, but my area was one to be reckoned with.
Yeah. Fair play. But yeah. I think we would be elite at Traitors.
Yeah. Because Traitors, like, what kind of stuff do you have to do, though, on that kind of show?
So, okay, so you know me, I'm one of those beg friends, yeah? I'll be honest with you. Weirdo. I haven't watched one second of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've seen clips and I'm like, yeah, that's a bit of me.
Yeah.
But I know it's similar to Mafia. So it's like, basically, it's like spot the traitor, spot the person who's the killer, the imposter.
So what am I doing? Am I deading people off then?
So we would thrive, for me personally, as being the people that have to kill off people. So it's
how we kill them off. Do we just go to them and just tap their neck?
It's about the seat. So you go to people at nighttime. Go to their rooms, not the door, and you say.
So, okay, cool. Yeah. All right. So, listen, no good story starts off. You go to people at nighttime.
Yeah, like, because at night,
nighttime's when you sleep.
No, but obviously, if you kill someone in broad daylight, then obviously, or get them at the show in broad daylight, you're going to kind of know, okay.
Okay, how am I killing these people off, though? Like,
so, you go to them, you knock on their door and say, well, I was the traitor.
You're dead.
You're dead. It's time for you to leave. And no one would know.
Because it seems like a normal conversation.
Normal conversation.
And you can't say nothing.
In the morning, we'll be at dinner and everyone's like, where's Andrew? I was like, bro, I was just chatting to Andrew yesterday. Bro, this is jarring, bro. Who
do you get off the show after you die?
Yeah, when you're gone.
You're gone.
So if we, so for example, okay, cool. Whatever that man's name is.
Yeah.
We don't like the way he operates.
Yeah.
He kind of is kind of making it seem as if it's us. We're the problem.
Mm.
We dead him off. But one of us will do it, not both of us.
Yeah, because it looks spooky.
It looks spooky, innit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you get me? And I'll be your alibi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when you dead him off, I'll be like, bro, Darkest was with me.
No, but then you can't be my alibi every single time, though.
No, but then
because then it looks spooky.
But sometimes we go at each other.
Yeah, like, I think it's you.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So that would.
But me and you need to have meetings, though. Like, we need to have, like, because
we
don't
have no phones on us, though. So it would have to be, like, random walks or we're eating dinner together. Like, that's it. We have to speak in codes.
Yeah, it has to be an eye contact thing.
But then the flip side to that is, though,
yeah,
we'd probably be hated by everyone.
No, I love that, though.
That's the one time I want to be hated on.
Yeah, I don't mind. Yeah. Hate me.
Hate me, but let me get the bag.
Yeah, let me win. Like, you can hate me. I don't care if you hate me if I want.
Let me ask you a serious question.
Go on.
Generally.
Go on.
Prize pot is 10 mil. You cannot share it at all.
Yeah.
And if the bank finds out that me and you have wired money to each other, we lose everything.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
So, like, the prize pot for Traitors,
yes.
10 mil.
Yes.
It's down to the last three people.
Yeah.
All right? But you have to X me off for 10 million pounds.
Yeah.
Now, you can't do the whole, don't worry, I'll split it with you after, because if they find that we've wired money to each other, we're fucked and we lose
everything. So, I can't even wire it to you after. Yeah.
Are you going to take the 10 mil?
Yes. No, but the thing is, though.
You haven't even let me, like...
No,
explain it.
No,
to me.
Yes. So, brother, as soon as I had 10 mil, there's not much I wouldn't do. So I'm just saying, I'll take the 10 mil and I'll just put it, I'll give some to your son. Won't give it to you.
Nah, I don't like that. Cause my son's 4 years old.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
For him to grow, I'll start a
so you think, credit. You've taken 10 mil, me and you're going to be bridges after that.
We have to, come on, but we're going to let money come between us.
10 mil?
Yes, what's 10 mil, bro? I didn't take the 10 mil. Okay,
so flip side.
Okay.
I win the 10 mil. I X you off.
Don't ever talk to me again.
Exactly. Is that done?
No, but it's different when it's you though, bro.
Why?
Because you're, I don't know.
That made no sense. I think that's the thing with me. Like, you see those shows there, you kind of got, because even when we play little YouTube games with whoever we're filming with, I take that seriously.
Yeah.
So when it's 10 mil on TV, right, I'm out there.
I hear it, bro. If you took it, you know I can't even look at you and be like, so wait, it's either I take it or we split it.
No. So
either, so you, if I take or I don't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to X me out. Oh, goodbye, Harry. Yeah. That's exactly how I say it.
Now, fair play. Yeah,
I'd actually,
play.
Bro, I would sit there, look you deep in the eye, and be like, I snaked you.
All right. So with us two, yeah, I know that we like being at home a lot, right?
Mm, definitely.
But if there was a zombie apocalypse, yeah, out of me and you, who's lasting longer?
Okay, now let me firstly explain why I think it's me.
Okay.
Okay, first of all. Because don't get me wrong, as much as I, you know, make the violence jokes and stuff like that, yeah. Obviously I don't mean them. I am a pussy at heart.
Yeah, no, but I've been knowing though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fair enough. So I'm saying, I think in the long run, in the long-term scheme of things, pussy will survive. Because you're paranoid about everything. Me, I'm getting, brother, the way I'm staying in one secured location and I'd be tactical about everything. I wouldn't even be seen. You seem like a ride out kind of guy. Yeah. You seem like, yo, zombies are out there, kill them before they kill us. What, we're just gonna be standing here, pray. I'm the stand here guy. I'll be here looking after the, you know what I mean, the yard and stuff, make sure the lamps all work and stuff, and make sure we still have Wi-Fi.
You can blend into the pavement. You look like you blend in.
To what?
The pavement.
Yeah, I just lie down on the floor.
You can slot into places.
Yeah.
Because of what you've got on your head.
I mean, okay. Well, I mean, you could be one of the zombies for all I know. I mean, like, you could blend in with the zombies. Wow, definitely. Wow, wow. I mean, let's talk about the skin.
Great skin.
No, it's coming apart. I mean, you're peeling as we speak. But, a zombie apocalypse, I feel like that's a family reunion for you.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think I'll survive. I've realized, yeah, you see with me, when things get to the pressure point, I just think, you know what? I'm going to die anyway. Let me go out guns blazing.
Yeah.
Whereas you probably think about the future and that I can get out of there.
Yeah, that's why
I don't think I'll last well in any movie.
Brother.
I'd be out of there.
Like literally, you know, as though in a moment like that, I'd be like, actually be happy because I know Tesco's open. Like no one's going to work, I think. So I'll just go in there, get my munch and stuff. And
What would you see? What would you do though?
Yeah.
You see like your family member or someone you really love dearly.
Yeah.
They're like a meter away.
Yeah.
You can potentially save them, but it can expose your location.
Okay.
Apocalypse. You're going to have to go and save them.
Link me up there. Me and you up there.
Wait, so meet you up there?
Yeah, so you go there first. Let me know what it's saying. Come after.
You're surviving.
Yeah, I'll come right after.
So you're not right up there?
I'm ride. Not dying.
Not dying.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
so
that's
ride.
Fair. That's
I'm right. So I'll ride for you if I can help you. But like, if I'm going to die in the process, that means I just, come on, man. Not
yeah, because
people.
You know what it is as well. Yeah,
I love life, you know.
I sometimes think about that, and I'm just like, all right, cool. If we both die, we've wasted our lives.
But if we don't one waste of our us, lives. It's a zombie apocalypse.
No. But if one of us survive,
yeah,
we keep the name going.
What name? We're not brothers.
No, but as okay, I said someone that you love. I'm obviously thinking about like your wife.
Just watch your mouth, honestly. Like, just in general.
No. Say no more. Because if I saw my son in an apocalypse, and I could see that, you get me? He's 6 or 7 years old. I've been here for longer.
Yeah.
I might want to stay a bit more.
Yeah, because...
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
10's overrated.
Yeah. 10, come on, bro. Your whole life, everything's weird.
Yeah, 10's overrated. 10.
Like, you don't really know what to do with
and
it.
And he's young, Allah will accept. He's young. Definitely, he hasn't got to that stage yet.
Yes,
whereas
exactly.
Whereas with me, I've still got repentance.
Yeah, I got time.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I still got
like, why am I waiting for you to rack
you're
up
10, sense? You're under the threshold.
Yeah.
Trust me.
You know what I mean?
And the way life's going anyway right now,
like you're going to a good place. You're going to a much better place.
I don't know if I'm going there.
Like, why would you want to be here? Just go up there.
If your son's, what if your wife's or you're someone that you love, family member, turns into a zombie, and you have the opportunity to X them off?
Okay, how about it? I wouldn't X them off. I'll just cut from them. No, you know what I do? I'll try to restrain them, keep them in place.
All of that.
Just spit at them from time to time. Just shut up. But then I wouldn't kill them. I wouldn't find it in me to kill them. I can't do it, man.
Not me.
No. What, just
not even looking.
What, just a silent, silent joke
across the neck. Just get out. No one see you.
I'll just grab a burner.
Yeah. Just let it
and
flee.
Just empty the whole.
And I don't know, they're gone.
No. I can't do that. I can't. You know, I just locked
I
them
think
in
it's
cage
worse
and
to see somebody that you love in turn the into worst a zombie. State ever.
Okay, who would you watch? Okay, genuine question.
Yeah.
Out of random, someone we both know turns into a zombie. Who would make you laugh? I think if Max Kadar turned into a zombie.
I don't know.
Because he's halfway there.
He's not far off.
Yeah, he's here, literally.
I think AJ would be the greatest to
AJ
watch.
Would be the... Who do you reckon would be the ugliest zombie?
See, I don't want to say that though.
No, because that doesn't mean it's the ugliest human being right now.
Okay, because when you turn into a zombie, you turn into the most ugliest.
Yeah, like your teeth.
I think I'd be up there, you know?
No, you'd be horrible.
Yeah, I'd be clapped. Like, no trim as well.
Yeah,
because the hairline's just going to be doing
I'd be horror. Beard just going all over the gaff. And I get dry lips quite a lot as well. That's why I have to always stay.
That being said, sorry, can I get one of them? Yeah.
Appreciate you. Yeah, no, I get dry lips a lot as well. So imagine that, foaming at the mouth and everything. Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, if you could, because I definitely...
Yeah, we're not promoting the brand, though, because they ain't paying yet.
Hey, do you think if someone offers you Vaseline without you asking for it, it's
yeah,
it's
that's a sign. That's the saying, your lips are cracked.
No, yeah.
Yeah, because okay. I do that with chewing gum all the time.
No, but I'm just saying people have died for less, because that's the disrespect that is.
It's more doing it like, bro, the worst thing ever is if a friend can see that they're sat around your lip and they don't say nothing. That is, for me, that's
yeah, but bad. Then don't be one of them people like, yo, Harry, you need this. Yeah. Or do you want to be a just simple use this?
Yeah, yeah. I'll never forget. I remember I went out once, yeah? And you know me, I chat to a lot of people, right?
Mm.
And then my brother come up to me and goes, bro, your breath stinks, you know?
I believe that.
And I was like an hour and a half in people's faces, yeah? And I, to this day, I'm scarred of that. Because I'm thinking to myself, that person must have left there and felt like, this guy,
yeah,
horror breath. And that's why I have this thing. I'm scared of bad breath.
Yeah, okay. But that wasn't the only day, though. I've caught you a couple of times.
Mums?
Yeah, no, at least once or twice. I'm just like, yo, but I hear it. You long days, like, I mean, a lot going on.
But you've never said that to me. You're choosing this YouTube to do that.
Brother, I'm saying, because we're already about to film. The last thing I want to do is upset you before we start filming. Then I got some weird Harry on camera. And
you lot have never smelt my breath before, have you?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, well, like, you got good intentions, though. I'm telling you, good heart, good soul, everything. Good looking, brother.
Since we're on the topic, yeah? When we filmed that basketball NBA thing, I stunk. Generally, and because we had vests on, I had
a vest and a t-shirt underneath,
and that's my point.
Oh, like, so I stunk through that.
I could see it smelled really, really bad. And we were playing basketball for quite a long time, and every time you was doing that,
that's why
I played defense.
Yeah, yeah.
I played defense because I was like, nah, I don't want to be near this. I don't know, Dennis, but at the end of the day, this is what we're here for. We're here to just be
honest. I stink at basketball. You stink in every room.
Okay, fair play. Yeah. All right, cool. So obviously this is a podcast based on the fact that we are friends, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's mad because we obviously became friends due to the content and everything else, and we've now become brothers, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We've gone to Umrah together. We've done amazing things together, yeah? Do you reckon we're going to be different when we're old men? Because I know that a lot of people, especially when they get older, they don't see each other that much.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't do much. But I still feel like I'm mad childish and I'm still young at heart.
You know, I come to realize about life is, I mean, things are always constantly changing, but you don't know what it is until it happens.
Mm.
You get what I mean?
Where'd you get that from?
I made it up now, literally right now. Just put on my gravestone as well. Literally So yeah, I think things are constantly changing and you don't know what it is until it actually happens. So like, I can't tell you, like, for example, would I want to be friends with you in 5 years? Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Am I 100% guaranteed? I don't know what the future holds, bro.
Yeah. Sounds a bit negative though, but I'll take it.
What?
Sounds a bit negative.
No, but I'm just being genuine. I don't want that to happen. And I'm not going to take the steps.
We've gone 5 years. What's another 10?
No, yeah, true. But I'm just saying, like, for example, I would want, like, for example, in my terms, like, for example, my own life, I would always want to keep that childishness in me.
Yeah.
Like, I love embracing my youth and being saying outrageous things and saying whatever just comes to mind. And I always want to have that. I don't want to mature.
Yeah.
Let me say that. I want to keep exactly the way I am. But in terms of being friends with you, I mean, I don't like you now. So
see it getting better.
I mean, so like, if we'll see how the pod goes as time goes along, maybe your views might make me change to your team. Mm. But as of right now, I feel like it's sort of a United City thing between me and you.
First, at least you're being honest anyway. I'm doing this genuinely because I see that you've got a bit more subs than me, maybe like 10K.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get more than you, to be fair. I'm trying to use this as a way to get.
And honestly, bro, like this year I'm really trying to hit a mil and I feel like you could actually help me get that. So I thought, opportunity.
What's it been now? Like 7.2 years?
Yeah, yeah, at least, before I hit a mil. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I've got a mil at heart.
I got 10 mil in here.
But inshallah ta'ala, I want this podcast to reach a mil before my channel.
Yeah, what are the goals? What's the goals of this podcast?
Okay, first of all, 100K.
Yeah.
Mil.
Yeah.
Live shows.
Yeah.
Golden Globe.
I was thinking the same.
What's a Golden Globe? Is that for actors?
That's for acting, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Fez, so what's a podcast?
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So what then? Like what?
PGA.
PGA?
Yeah.
Isn't that for like movies and shit?
No, PGA is for, it's for,
PGA?
Serious, it's for golf.
Is it PGA?
It's for golf. I just thought I used the feet. It's for golf.
I thought PGA, I was like, what is PGA?
No, but yeah, do you know what it is? I think the expectations, setting expectations is a great thing, yeah? But I just want to keep having fun. I want to keep learning.
Yeah.
It's the first time we've done anything like this before. So yeah, my goals are, I hope this keeps us friends forever.
No, definitely, bro. I think we're friends regardless of this podcast or not. Yeah. But obviously, I think
doing you don't answer my calls a lot.
I mean, bro, and that's not going to change. But I'm just saying to you, in terms of moving forward with this pod, I want it to be a success. I want it, and I also just love having a platform where I can just talk
and be yourself,
you know, and just be myself. And
because you are a great talker,
I'm
you
okay.
Talk quite a lot as well.
Yeah, I'm getting better at it.
Yeah, yeah. Because before, like, you never would say a word. You have your AirPods in.
I'm a natural introvert.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I'm a natural introvert.
No one would ever know that, knowing that you do videos.
I swear to God, I see, like, now when I watch watch back my own videos, I'm like, yo, man's really out there. But then if you see me in like real life, I'm not a dickhead. Like, if you banter with me, I'll banter with you back. But like, I'm very reserved. You know what I mean? I'm not the outlandish kind of guy.
What do you reckon I'm like? Do you reckon I'm a...
You're a plain kid. I'm joking. Sorry. In terms of you, no. Do you know, one thing I envy about you, bro. I think you're a very good balance of introvert and extrovert and when to bring it out and when not. I've learned a lot, honestly. Because like when I see you in certain places and I see you very reserved, I'm like, oh, he's cool. I want to be like that one day. But then, I think it's a, I think some places you need to be introverted. Some places you need to be a bit more outgoing. How are you? You're all right. Like them kind of places. But yeah, I think it's just finding the balance of where you are and stuff.
Yeah, I do have like a social battery where like...
Your one runs out quick though.
Quick. But no, do you know why though? I feel like I've exercised so much of me being out there, being an extrovert, right? And then I just like to chill. Like I like to just be left alone as well. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very difficult to like, you know, sometimes people see me and they're like, what's wrong? Like, because they expect me to just be like, especially back in the day when I was doing the staircase videos as well, people thought I would literally jump. I just jump.
No, bro, you need to bring them back, man.
I can't though. You know, like sometimes.
It's too out crazy. I know it was crazy.
All right, cool. That's like me saying to you, yeah, the videos that you used to do with Chunks back in the day.
Oh yeah, I can't bring that back.
You can't. It's a moment in time and that's what it is. And it's all about elevation as well. Also, I feel like we could get away with saying, doing so many different things back then because no one was taking it serious.
Yeah, we live in a much more sensitive time now.
So it's like, it's a bit difficult. That's why I'm happy that we can navigate in this space by ourselves. We can talk about how we want to talk about.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, like, I don't want
to hear no more. But what is the biggest difference between the way you see life now?
Mic check, 1, 2.
Versus 10 years ago, speaking about that whole back in the day stuff.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got you, don't it?
Yeah, you know.
No, Baba, can I be honest?
Ruined my day.
Yeah, I ruined it. And that's what I'm here for, though.
Ruined
I'm
my
a ruiner
day.
Of days for the Wings Ask Maze. Yo, Maze, don't go through there. So, yeah. So how do you see life now?
Yeah. Compared
to
how
you did 10 years ago?
Ugh. Because
this can be either positive or negative.
I don't know. 10 years ago, if you look at my situation, I was much more, it was different. So I obviously wasn't doing as well. Had no bread in my squares. Mm. Do you know what I mean? No,
take your time, bro. Take your time.
So I wasn't like completely bold, but like I was noticing like it started here.
What age did you lose it all? take your time, guys, because sensitive topic. Sorry, guys, this is what you're gonna get. Sometimes it gets emotional. So yeah, go on.
So it started at 18, lying down on my
bed.
Yeah, let's
quite young.
Let's
18 years of age.
Okay, let's
18. You lost it at 18.
Let me.
No, okay. Let's talk about that, man.
Let me.
18 years of age. You haven't even finished uni.
Okay.
18. No. Let's just fucking think about it.
You know what else I haven't finished?
Wait.
My story.
Yeah, hold on. We got this. You got to put it in places. 18 years of age.
Yeah. Just fuck it. Just let me. Let me, okay.
What happened? Like, okay, so, because I always wonder, yeah, you see people that lose their hair, like, when do you start going, wait, hold on, I lost a bit there. Okay. Like, was it on your bed sheets? Was it in the shower?
Well, if you let me fucking talk,
I just want to know.
I mean, if you let if you let me talk, God damn it. All right.
No, I'm sorry, Tarkus, yeah? But 18 years of age.
That's old.
What was you going through?
Bro, just hear me out. Okay, so, just hear me out. So 18 is when I first started to notice. Like, I was just randomly sleeping one day, had these white pillowcases. And then, I just woke up one day and I started seeing like little hairs on the fucking pillow. And I was like, oh shit, like probably just maybe my beard or like breakage.
Yeah.
Didn't think much of it.
Yeah.
But then once it starts going on for about a month or so, you're thinking, am I sick?
Yeah,
do you get what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
So
of course,
yeah, it started happening more, and then I started realizing, oh my god, I'm thinning up here.
Mm.
God damn it, both corners. So yeah, I was thinking, okay, cool, I'm gonna have to sell Neymar and bail.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So I'm thinking, yeah. So I was like, oh shit. Then I started losing it in my root, like here. Okay. But I realized
so that's Xavi and Iniesta.
Yeah. So Xavi and Iniesta, my CDM was completely injured.
Oh, gone.
Completely
so injured. Breach of attack.
Breach of attack. I was wide open. I'm telling you. Okay. And I've got fucking Szczesny and goal and R9 running towards him.
Yeah.
So I started losing it from here. And then once I realized I was losing it from here, this is your headquarters.
That's your
headquarters. So
that's where all the decisions are made.
So I started, you know, shaving it down to a point where I could blend it in because it wasn't fully gone, but it was thinning as shit. So, 18, 19, you know, I realized I can't hide this no more.
Mm.
Just decided to grow my beard out a little bit more, go completely bald.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So, by 21, when I was done with all the processes and stuff, I was completely bald from there. But I started to realize it when I was 18. And it's not a sickness or anything. If you look at my dad's side of the family, I come from a family of monks.
Mm.
So, my dad's bald. My dad started balding at 23, but my dad had the Uncle Phil. He had the side. There's no. It was the Moses. So we had the Moses.
We actually called it lack of acceptance.
Who's we? When you say
there's
that?
A society of people that call it lack of acceptance.
What's the society called?
A society of realism.
Yeah.
So those people, it's a small committee, and they say that you see when people have these two hair, and nothing there.
We call it the Moses.
Split the sea. We also call that a grilled cheese. Call that grilled cheese because the grilled cheese is basically there's no patty there,
but
they've got sides.
Yeah, and you know, it's just saying this now. Every episode of this Old and Bold podcast, I'm not wearing no hats, no do-rags, no weaves, no wigs, no bigs, no tigs.
Genuinely, I say this all the time. I don't know why you've got a perfect head.
I've got the perfect head for being bald.
Genuinely, bro.
No, I'm boss case.
Because you're filling out now as well. Gym.
Yeah.
It makes more. What did you just do?
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. It's got. I'm filming, bro.
Sorry
for the viewers that.
Damn it, man.
Okay.
All right, brother. I'm on mom's life. Listen.
I just think, now that you're at that place now, handsome, doing your thing, in the gym, just keep it that way, man.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to thank marriage for that.
Oh wow.
You know what I mean? Because you know, if you look at a lot of married men, especially like from my personal experience, a lot of guys that I know that are married, kind of, they don't fall off. I wouldn't say fall off. Fall off's like an exaggeration. But, you know, that's when the beer belly comes in. They kind of, you know, stop caring about themselves because, you know, they found a wife already because who are they trying for at this point? My one went in the complete opposite direction. I started working more, started going gym more, closed my gap. Do you get what I mean? Like, my skin's looking better. I started showering. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, so I started showering a lot
this
more.
This is what I was saying about the stench
before. Let's not rewind. So, I started showering more, started taking care of my appearance. I used to walk out with stains. How many times have you seen stains on my flipping trousers, bro? Whenever I come to like, you know, Chancellor's Yard or something.
Can I be honest? Before, it was very unkept.
Okay.
No, your wife is amazing, you know.
Yeah, she's a good girl.
She saved you.
No, she's a good girl.
That's the David Seaman of your life.
She
done really well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Do you know what it is, brother? I go on a tangent sometimes. Anyway, all right.
Can I ask, I'm genuinely looking forward to the day you get married.
Yeah.
I swear, but I think the day you tell me like, oh, I'm getting married, I think I'll cry.
I think I will as well.
I'm more excited for your wedding than mine.
Do you know what it is? I think it's it's timing. Everything is timing.
You never put a date on it.
No, as in, I'm not putting a date, it's just timing.
Yeah, never do that.
Whatever's going to happen, whatever God decides
inshallah,
it will happen. And I want that more than anything.
No, I'm more than confident it'll happen for you, inshallah, one day. But I'm just saying, like, the day I find out, I'm going to try to look better than you that day.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm the thing so gassed for that day.
You not being invited, I don't want you to take it personal. I just want you to know that, like, bro, we've got a working relationship. And although I was at your wedding, it's not about you being there for me.
You know what I mean? I'm all right with where we're at right now. So yeah, no, generally, like, bro, keep being there.
Yeah.
Keep supporting.
Uh-huh.
And you're gonna help pay for the wedding.
I'm gonna
the contribution that matters more than Bob being there.
Okay,
being
hold on, you son of a bitch. Yeah. Yeah.
Speak your mind.
So your idea is, I pay for a portion of the wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
And I potentially might not be invited.
This is a ploy.
Yeah.
This podcast is a ploy to get what I can from.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one: download Rocket Money. Step two: link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
While you're hot. While the iron is hot, let me just get what I can and you help me. I'm thinking Maldives. I'm thinking pay for everyone. All coming at you. No, I'm joking. Of course not. Bro, I mean, going to your wedding as well and seeing like the love from you, obviously your family. I got to meet your mum for the first time. Amazing woman.
Thank
Absolutely
you,
amazing woman. Thank and you. I think I've been accepted into you and Chunks' family as if like I'm one of yours as well.
Yeah,
it goes beyond just... online friendship.
Yeah.
We're actually brothers.
Like, yeah.
I remember we've had deeper conversations. Yeah. Like even you calling me to ask me for advice.
Yeah.
I know that's because I've been here for a very long time.
Mm-hmm,
and you know, I've seen things that some people still feel like it's not true.
Yeah.
I was there to confirm that's happened.
Yeah.
Says a lot about our
friendship. You have advice for every lifetime, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
No,
see,
I'm just,
I was doing that one. Yeah. All right. Okay, man.
Yeah. You walked into that one.
Yeah. No, generally walked in there blindly.
Yeah. No, generally on my wedding day, I think what made me very happy was seeing like, not just my YouTube friends, but like obviously you, Nella, Nico. You know, I don't know why. It's the people that weren't Somali.
Yeah. I
mean?
I felt Somali that day, though.
Yeah, like, when I saw my cousin, it was just like, yo, like, you know, I expected to see you here, innit? Like, I didn't even necessarily invite you. Maybe my mum did. And because, bro, I'm telling you, the whole, everything that surrounds a wedding sometimes is very, very annoying. You know, like the invites and all of that kind of shit. Yeah. So I was just obviously seeing you guys there, like from you, Nella, like Nico. I was just like, I'm so happy you guys are here. And, I was watching you guys. I was having a good time watching you guys have a good time.
No, but genuinely, I haven't been to that many weddings yet.
Yeah, because you were, bro, even your walk-up, like you were dancing every time I looked at you. Like,
No, I can't lie to you. That was
like every time.
It was one, do you know what it was? It was one of them ones where it was like, you can see that the love was in the room. You can see the family. You can see everyone. And I felt part of it.
Yeah.
And I think when you go to a wedding, it's good to feel like, no one was singled out. It was amazing.
Oh yeah, I know.
It was flipping.
I did
amazing.
The no phone. Bro, I took everyone's phones as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, so
bro, you know the sticker on the phone. You know, I had that on my case for a year.
Yeah.
And I just took it off.
My mom did the same thing. Yeah, everyone just keeps their sticker on their phone.
Yeah, I had it. I had it for a year.
Yeah, is it still there?
Absolutely not. But that's the thing, though. Sometimes you just gotta, you know what I mean? I waited for the 1 year anniversary and I took it off.
As if this podcast just randomly episode, like if it just ends at episode 4, just understand.
Just understand,
that,
yeah.
It's because this behavior.
It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, like, I can't deal with it anymore. Honestly.
All right. So if you could relive one day in your life, what day would that be?
Any day in the middle of sixth form.
Really?
I really miss school, man. I don't know why. I kind of missed the vibe of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I had hair. And I was, so I had her at the time. And I don't know, just how I viewed the world and, you know, everyone I went to school with. Do you have updates on everyone you went to school with? They're all dead, innit?
that was fucking great. That was great. Wow, that was great. I loved school as well. I remember when I was in like college and stuff, I remember saying like, what I'll do to just be in year 10 again.
Brother, just like, for a day, man.
Just for a day.
Yeah.
And because there was a sense of like freedom, like the life that we live now, as much as it's great and everything, the being young, being like dumb and not knowing anything or not knowing what the future holds, I think that is the beauty of it.
Yeah. I think school's like borderline. I think it's the closest thing to jail we have.
Yeah. I think it's also the most I've learned about life was in school.
And not necessarily book learning, it's people.
No, just people skills. Yeah. And learning like, even like heartbreak. And little things that like you just didn't know went existed. Through all. Primary school was just like a pre-warm up. Yeah, that was like
primary school was.
It's not serious stuff. Like, it's when you get, and I remember being in year six, you know, you ask someone like, yo, what's secondary school like?
Yeah.
And they make it seem as if it's daunting.
Yeah, bro.
Like,
I don't, because older brother's in year seven. Yeah. Like, don't mess with him. Like,
you get me, like, you know, he's wearing Air Force
One. Yeah, like, he's got Air Force One. Bro. He's got a McKenzie bag, bro.
Hey, bro, you know, my swag.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Oh, my God. You know what? Bro, I had
my
book bag,
Yeah.
My book bag was not, you know, the ones people have, like, you've got a normal book bag. I had one that you stick across. So it was like a pouch bag.
And you were different. No one else had that in school, innit?
I don't think Nike have done that since.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen one person in school.
I think they saw it on me and said, we're never doing that again. It was one of the worst things ever.
Yeah.
But for me, I think it will be more recent, I think it would be a few things, but one that literally meant the most to me, and if I calculate everything that's happened in life, is when my son started talking.
Oh, that, is it? Do you remember his first words?
So before he was saying dada and dada and everything else, and I don't actually remember his first words, but I remember when he started to speak and formulate sentences,
Yeah.
And I remember like the first 2 years, obviously, boys, occasionally they take longer to speak than girls. And I remember going Umrah and praying, like I was actually tearing up about it because I was just like, yo, please, I want this boy. Like if there's anything, I didn't pray for nothing like financial.
You just wanted him to speak?
I just wanted him to speak. So the minute he started speaking, I was just like, wow. So powerful. And
I know. I can't fathom real. Sometimes.
Yeah, that feeling, I think is the best feeling ever because it wasn't about me. It was about him.
So I
think for me, that was like the best.
A little bit about you though, because I mean, that is your son. I think that's what resonated.
Obviously, I speak. So I'm like, I'm good.
But
it's just more for him. Like, I didn't want him to have.
See, look, it's a lot of I didn't want him to have that.
I don't think he did.
Does Kimi get a choice in this?
Well, he talks now. That's his choice, isn't it? Cool. His choice was to speak. He could have been silent if he wanted to.
I'm just saying, it sounds very selfish to me, innit?
Talking about things, bro. When did you get him his present?
That's what I did. You act like I won't put my life on the line for that.
Then you wouldn't, though.
Well, I would.
See, I just
for
to
a
get,
kid, for a kid.
I'm joking. You know, I like to pull. What? Come on, man. No. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I think for me, that was one of the best things. I would love to just, because I know I was just internally just buzzing. I think I cried.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cried because I was just like, subhanAllah.
Yo, why are you crying, bro?
Nah, I'm just setting my eyes still.
Nah, you're crying.
All right. This one's a bit serious, and I don't know why Lara put this in here, but fuck her.
Yeah.
If you stopped being friends today,
oh fucking hell, Lara, hold on.
What is the first thing you'd miss about one another?
Oh god damn it.
Ooh, this
I'll be real, bro. I'll just keep it simple. I just miss talking to you.
Yeah.
I swear to God. Like, bro, I'll be real. If I'm being deadly honest right now, All jokes aside.
Okay.
Every single last one.
Yeah.
You are like literally, I say this to Chunks all the time. Top two funniest people I know.
Wow.
And I don't know who the second person is.
Yeah.
Like genuinely might be the funniest person. And I clocked when we went to Umrah.
Yeah.
There was a few, there's times you've generally had me like bro.
But you know what I find though, Darkest,
No.
I'm funnier off camera.
Yeah.
Than I am on camera.
Yeah.
Because I don't think about what I have to say.
Yeah.
So I feel like
you're not scared of nothing.
Yeah, because I just feel like I can just say what I want to say.
And do you
like,
miss that? Do you miss having the ability to say what you want?
I don't think I'm funny anymore.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is, I still want to bring that back. I still, you know what I clocked, bro? I've said it, I literally said it off camera as well. I'll say it again right now for you guys.
Yeah.
No one can cancel you if the joke is funny.
True.
You get what I mean?
But the thing is,
if you say something cancelable and it's just like a comment, it's not even funny. Like you're just saying as a comment. That's when you're effed over.
Yeah.
But if it's genuinely jokes, like if you get a out of me, like you can't say anything.
But the thing
negative
is though, it's true and it's not because at certain stages, it could be funny to the masses, but there could be 30 people
who are pissed off,
who are really upset about what you've said and don't see the joke in it.
Yeah.
Like, for example, if I spoke about anything, let's say shoes, and someone doesn't have shoes, because I've made a joke about that, it can offend, oh, you're insensitive. So I don't mean anything. Like, you know, it's mad because you can make a joke here and really not be like that in person. So I can make a joke about people that don't have shoes.
Yeah.
But I
but I don't have anything against people who don't have shoes.
But I give away so much of shoes.
Yeah.
No one sees that because I'm not someone that
does. They only hear the joke. They don't know the background. They only hear the joke.
But I do believe that, like, yeah. But for me, I think for you.
I don't know. I'm really trying to put forth this, like, I don't mean my jokes.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? But they're funny and I just want to say them purely just to make you laugh.
But that's what humor's about though. I think for you, yeah, you're genuinely, I've said this before, the funniest person that I've met. And I get like a lot of people that don't know you, that obviously know we work together, they're like, bro, darkest. Yeah. Like you get that a lot. And I feel like if we stopped speaking, I'd miss that. Or I'd miss coming up on set or something and seeing you. That'd be fuming.
Yes, I think my humor is randomness.
Yeah.
I love saying random shit. And it just kind of, and I have like brain farts. Mm. And when you have brain farts, you don't necessarily think about what you say when you speak. So I just kind of say anything. So like to ask me, like literally, you know what I'm thinking about now?
What?
Porridge. Like why am I thinking about porridge?
Yeah, but that's, I think obviously when you lose a lot of hair, it takes away from normality a bit, especially at a young age at 18, you've suffered. And this is why, like, this podcast, as much as it's about, like, the fact that, you know, we are great together, but it's more about speaking about what's going on, man. 18 years of losing hair is mental health institution.
You've witnessed 9 prophets. Yeah.
Do you know what? Can I be honest with you? I can never win. Do you know I've come to terms with it here? Because you can say I've...
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Like, bro, you could say I've witnessed anything. Yeah, no. And it's like, it's always, I've lost. I'm always going to lose this one. But yeah, no, honestly, like, I'm glad you're my friend.
No, I'm glad you're my friend too, man.
Genuinely.
You're a good guy.
Do you know this is the only time I'm going to be nice to you? So throughout this
Bro. Literally. Same feelings.
So just get rid of, we're just warming up.
Yeah, literally.
So just take this today.
Hurry up.
Oh, shut up. All right, cool. So this is the Old and Bold podcast, right?
Uh-huh.
And we love films, especially like series. You're like my go-to. Whenever I want to check a series, I'll be like, oh, Ducks, what are you watching right now?
You know, bro, I've told you. Guys, if you guys know, I've been telling Harry to watch Severance,
I'm waiting, though.
No, bro, that show there,
I'm waiting.
Severance is probably, it changed my life.
Would you say Day of Jackal or Lioness? Which one's better?
Day of the Jackal or Lioness? Out of them two? Lioness.
Lioness season one.
Lioness season one.
But season two was decent.
Yeah.
But Day of Jackal as a storyline, better.
Yeah, I know. Like, it kind of went, at the end of Day of the Jackal, I was like, okay, cool. Like, there was a mad twist at the end. I didn't expect to go this way. Lioness, it has me at the edge of my seat. I want to go to war.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I just want to experience for a second. Their guns look cool.
The way they, I can't lie, the way they shoot, it's I like when I don't hear too much
sound. Yeah, I know.
Oh, bro. And
you just see people dropping. Nah, I love it. It's a very good show. And he knows, I think it just kind of shows you how the world works a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I think the more I watch that show, the more I hate America.
Yeah, because their reasoning to doing things.
It's
left.
Stop getting involved.
But that's what we do.
Yeah.
We're the people. Like, God, get the fuck out of here, man.
We got to have a leg up on the competition.
What leg?
What competition?
Yeah, what leg?
Yeah,
what You leg? Basically are like one of the most powerful countries in the
world.
Yeah,
and what? Just be happy, man.
Relax.
Just
now, chill. Man. Why do you always want to find something in Baghdad? Why? Yeah. What's there for you?
There's like a little open area we haven't revolutionized. So we're going to send some of the troops over there and we're going to do our thing. Wow.
See?
Why do they always whisper?
I don't know. Why is it? We'll see,
the whisper's very loud, though.
Yeah.
That's one thing I don't understand about TV.
Yeah.
You're whispering. Yeah. Everyone can hear it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll do it.
The congregation of
alluded to. Yeah.
We got two choppers.
Yeah.
One MSC and one GFR.
Yeah.
Let's go. The president can absolutely not know about
Purple sparrow. That means the whole country's gone.
Why is it always it's don't a color and an animal?
Yeah, it's nuts. Red I don't know, how do they come up with their operation names?
I don't know. If it's anything like, for example, what I found out recently, which I didn't know, was that, for example, you know, like when a hurricane is named after something, it's the person that found out that there's a hurricane, they name it after them.
So wait, Hurricane Katrina was a bitch. So there's a bitch called Katrina.
Yeah.
And she was like,
she found it. But I'm waiting. Yeah. I am waiting.
Yeah.
For the Nigerian person to find it. Hurricane Olu. I'm waiting. I'm praying that there's somebody out there. Or Hurricane Kwame. Like, why does it have to be like
Hurricane Amos?
Yeah, come on, like
Hurricane Amos.
Or Hurricane Mustafa Abdul Alik. Yeah. Please, man.
Hurricane Abdul Hakim.
Hakim's crazy. But Abdul Bakr.
Abdul Bakr.
I need that, bro.
Oh, I didn't know that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I heard that. Is that true? In my head, it was true. And I think that's all that matters, really.
What, you're lying.
No, so someone told me, and I think, do you know what it is?
Sometimes, okay, so this is what I'm saying. Stop going to bandos and looking for life advice. They always lie to you.
You're right. The bando's not where I should be learning things.
Bro, I'm telling you, find out the worst ideas in bandos.
I find out. All right, okay, do me a favor then. Can we search, why is it called Hurricane Katrina?
Wait, so Hurricane Katrina named accordingly, is a hurricane name, which is located in Katrina, devastating. Okay. So that didn't tell me anything.
Neither did, no.
It doesn't tell me anything.
But it's AI overview, so it's not after no particular person.
I know what it is. What? They have a list of hurricane names, and every time one happens, they just call it the next one.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think my one sounded better.
I hope
better.
Ahmed's been one
my
of
one,
them.
My one sounded better. Yeah. But I think what I'm trying to say is I want to diversify the names.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, why is it always it's always someone that smokes cigarettes.
Give it a proper
cigarettes.
Name. Give it a proper name, bro.
Like Katrina, she definitely blems.
Yeah. All right. Look, it's obviously clear to see I'm the oldest in the room. But I want to say, for example, like, we should make a film name for each other based on the fact that you have no hair and I'm old.
Okay.
Yeah? So, for example, Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Slow and Curious.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So, like, for example, Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
Finding Hairline.
I hear it.
Because we're obviously suffering from the lack of it.
Yeah? I'm with it.
What would be the synopsis of the film? Like, what would it be about?
Okay,
like, if we was gonna make a film about both of us,
yeah,
what would it be about?
Okay, so I think your one should be The Avengers: The Revenge of the Elderly. Yeah, honestly, it's like I already pictured it out as well.
Okay, talk to
Thanos
me.
Comes to war with everyone from the care home.
Yeah,
and you're Thanos. And then you just basically, everyone's got a cane and their canes are like knives and stuff. Yeah. So you just basically represent all the elderly that have been miswronged and I don't even know if miswronged the word, but you know, done them wrong or, you know, abused and, you know, the list goes on and you kind of bring them all together and then you come against the Avengers.
Mm.
And yeah.
You should be in a film called Pirates of the Malteser. So with that being said, yeah, it's like, who is the best pirate in the Malteser land? Because obviously...
Malteser
land. Yeah, your head. I think it should be focused on primarily Pirates of the Malteser. I think that would go triple platinum.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
I do the Avengers of the Elderly.
Yeah, Revenge of the Elderly. I think that would be so a cold.
Avengers Revenge.
Yeah, Avengers Revenge of the Elderly.
Pirates of the Malteser.
But Pirates of the Malteser is... I don't like that name.
Yeah, no, but... you know, I don't really think I'm that old. If I'm honest,
I don't think I'm that bold. Fine.
There's not a shred of evidence that you have hair on your head. Not a shred. All right. Look, obviously, as you can see, I look like I'm in my retirement home.
Yeah.
As you can see, the window's there.
Yeah, definitely. No one's
praying though.
You know, retired. Goodbye tension. Hello pension.
Yeah. I actually add money to my pension. Actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't started that.
I'm at that.
I just feel like I'm gonna live forever.
Inshallah.
Is a pension like a savings account then?
Yeah, so it's like, well, I actually don't know what it is, but I'm just going to go off told me again.
Yeah, go on. Is this Bando advice again?
Yeah, Bando. I was in a trizzy. The Wizzy. You're busy. Don't rush too much. But I think a pension is where you accumulate money so that when you retire, you get a certain amount every month so you don't have to work no more. Am I correct to say that's what a pension is, yeah? Okay, basically that's what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the more you earn, the more you can put away
and
the more you can enjoy your life when you've retired, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I started putting money into my pension when I was working 9 to 5.
Okay.
But it was like £20.
All right, I have a confession.
Go on then.
So I'm going to tell you exactly when I stopped listening to you.
Okay.
So I think it was probably around the first time you said retired.
Okay.
And then after that, it was just kind of a bit of a blur. I mean,
all right. No, but honesty is the most important thing.
I mean, bro, I have to be honest. I'm not going to respond to you like I heard everything you said. You know what I'm saying to you? Because sometimes you just,
Do you think I talk a lot sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, you have your moments. All right,
so basically, generally, all right, I want to plan out our retirement, right? So, okay. Like, when we are done with whatever we do for life, where would you want to live? Like, where's the ideal place you think you'd
want to
live?
Can I be real? You probably expect me to say like a beach house in the middle of nowhere where I can just, you know, harvest my own fruits. No, I'm a city guy. Mm. I would love to be in a city. I like the fact that I can order Chinese at 5 a.m. Mm. and it'll come to my doorstep. And I'm a city boy, man. So I'd still like to believe, you know, I want a nice little apartment. Mm. I mean, that I can stay in. That's my retirement home. That's where I chill. You know what I mean? And I need an elevator in there as well.
The fumes of London will take you away. I would love to live in two places, Qatar.
Yeah.
Or Japan.
I was supposed to go to Japan on my honeymoon.
Yeah, but Japan, I'd like to be in a place where it's like I'm in I can see the nature. I can see the trees. I'm near the sea. I have the option to go to Shibuya whenever I feel like it.
You know
what I mean? I can go Shibuya when I feel like that. I feel like having that because it's a beautiful country and I'd love to be able to be there. But also Qatar has a place in our hearts. So one of the two.
I mean, you know, I just want to go see the Hidden Leaf. If I was going to go to Japan, I generally need to go see the Leaf Village. I need to go see the Hokage statues that they have.
I do.
I'm going to see them carve my little face in there.
As
the seventh bold Kage. Honestly, I think it would be an experience.
What about the rain? You want to see Pain in there, man?
What, Pain?
Yeah.
I might do. I mean, you remember what happened with the group chat and stuff, innit?
They tried to
say, oh, join the Akatsuki. I was like, no, I don't know about that. And then, so, honestly, shout out to them. What's your favorite anime of all time?
It'll have to be Naruto.
Really?
Just because it was my first introduction into like anime properly outside of like Dragon Ball Z and Pokemon and all that stuff, The best for me over the last maybe year or two.
Whatever you think is the best has to be your favorite.
For me, Naruto. Because the storylines, for me, in terms of every single character development, I don't think I've seen an anime better than that. Every single character has a story and it means something and it's interlinked.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know what I'm saying? And you learn a lot about life just from...
Can you tell them how reacted when Jiraiya died?
So when Jiraiya died, wallahi, I cried and I was going to name my son Jiraiya. No. Like I cried.
Yes, like, I don't know what I'm connected with most. The fact that you cried or you about to call your son.
Bro, Jiraiya, when he left Tsunade and he was just like, you get me, I'm gone.
Yeah.
In my head, I was like, no, there's no way. Mm. Jiraiya's going to stay forever.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And he died to his student.
Yeah. He brought him up.
He could have left them.
For dead.
But he said, no, I'm going to stay with you lot.
Yeah.
There's something about you lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to teach you. Yeah. And he said, when he knew that they were elite.
Yeah.
Bro, he let them go. And he died in the hands of his own student.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that done to Pain?
Yeah.
This is my point. Like, there's so much storylines. Now, if you're asking what the best anime is, Attack on Titan.
Harry, you know, you see you.
Yeah.
No. Have you watched Hunter x Hunter?
Come on, bro. If you can't put that in the category of what I'm talking about here, brother.
Hunter x Hunter is better than Attack on Titan for me.
You've been drinking, right?
Before, time ago.
Yeah.
I'm joking, not once. I've never drank a day in my life.
Hunter,
Titan, I feel like the season, the way they ended it was horrible.
Hunter x Hunter is good. It's a great anime, but yeah. It's not on Attack on Titan level. By the way, also, I want to mention Jujutsu Kaisen. Let's have it right.
Yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen's called.
One of the best, but I think in terms of...
Solo Leveling?
I put a lot of people on Solo Leveling.
Bro, I started rereading the manga. You don't read the manga, do you?
I don't like reading the manga.
See, you're not an anime guy. You need to start reading manga,
I'm
man.
Not an anime guy because I don't read the manga.
Yeah, exactly. You need to know what's happening.
Bro, relax. That's what people that read the manga need to relax. Okay. That's what they need to do. Chill out. What the fuck? Because, okay, you're going to read the manga and watch the thing. Relax.
Yeah, I know the story. Don't you want to know the story? I know everything. I finished Solo Leveling. You haven't.
Okay, but what's... I don't see the fun in that.
Finishing a show. So why do you watch it?
Because I want to watch it. Okay, you know what it is? I'm more of a visual person. I like the visuals. I like to watch it. I like to see things. I don't want to read it and be like, oh, I know what's going to happen now.
All right, cool, fine.
That's just me personally. All right, cool. What about you, Ash? You're a manga guy, innit?
I used to read manga, but I don't read anymore.
Why?
I prefer watching.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you know you can do both, though.
Yeah, you can do both.
So can I. I've got eyes. I can read.
I read Naruto before I watched it. And after watching it, I preferred watching.
Come on, bro.
It's just because it has more...
Rasengan! Seeing it, then reading it is completely different.
Yeah. To be fair, because I finished... I think you did something. Do that again. Yeah, that's bringing out coffee. That's the coffee jitsu.
Coffee jitsu. But yeah, no, like I would say Naruto for me, but what about you?
Me, One Piece. One Piece, I think, is the greatest. One Piece is not my favorite. It's not my favorite anime. It's my favorite show, I think, of all time.
Mm.
I think because it's the most consistent that I've never kept up to a show this long.
It's still
long.
Going. You know it's going to last longer than you and me.
I hope so. No, it's not. It's going to finish between 2025, 2027.
Inshallah.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the journey right now. Because you know, I read the manga for that as well. The episodes still come out, but I'm a year ahead on the episodes. Mm. So I'm up to date on the manga. I still don't know shit. Mm. I know a bit more than the anime people, but it's not the answers I want. You want to say something?
I've got a quick question here.
Answer.
When you read the manga and you watch it, what do you feel when you watch it after you already know what's going to happen?
I mean, no, because you can still enjoy the animations and
If people didn't hear what he said, Ashraf just asked, if you read the manga and you watch it, what do you feel?
Okay, I'm not going to say I know exactly how it feels like watching it for the first time. Like, for example, when I first started watching Solo Leveling, I didn't read the manga at this point. This is my first time watching the anime. So I started watching the anime and I was just like that. I wasn't even looking at my phone, like just next episode. And I was having the time of my life. Now, like when I've finished the manga and I'm going back to the episodes, it's like, I'm smiling, but seeing it animated is still an experience. No, I hear it. I put my hands up, I hear it.
Fun for me.
I hear it. But then you guys like lights and cameras. I like knowing the story, innit? Because you lot are fucking youths.
Okay, fair play though.
You know what I'm saying?
Makes you happy.
You know what I mean? So if little blue and red colors flying about makes you, appreciate the show.
I love knowing the unexpected. Just like this next question.
All right, cool, bro.
All right, so what old man activities, hobbies would you be doing? For example, like golf, bingo, when we get older?
Bro, okay, cool. I've taken up a new sport recently. Have you ever played darts, bro?
I've got a darts board in my yard.
Does that mean you play it?
I do.
Is it not the best game on planet
Earth? It's amazing.
It's genuinely.
And it's about technique.
And it's about precision. Hand-eye,
bro. When you hit a double 20.
Or even a triple 19.
Oh,
I love a 19.
Man. It's one of the, do you know what, man? Shout out to Luke Littler, man, because bro, to have that skill.
I would love to have him on the show.
Bro, that would be amazing.
Yeah, amazing. And have like a darts board.
Yeah.
A darts board and shift the cameras.
That would be the whole conversation.
Yeah, yeah, literally a darts. Just literally, they're talking. All right, yeah. So Luke, when did you start? Yeah,
that's 50. But you know what? No, I think darts would be one of mine. But I think just for the sake of it, I think I'd want to be one of those old people that, outside the window and just shouting at kids.
Yeah, and complaining at you.
Complaining. I want to do that.
I just
feel like there's a level of arrogance you got to have to tell somebody that they shouldn't be parking in a spot that they don't pay for.
No.
Do you know what I mean? I think I'd want to just do that randomly. You know, like just shout at someone. And I want to, like, knowing me, I won't be doing it for seriousness. Yeah. I would like to see what they would say. You know, if they're going to be forthcoming or tell me to shut the fuck up.
I think I'll put my hand up and say, so you'd want to be like a male Karen, essentially.
Just for a day.
Because Karens essentially complain. That's basically what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you would leave your house with the intention to complain.
From the window.
From the window's even worse. I can't bang you. All right,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so I'm safe. What are you going to do?
Yeah, so I can't even.
So literally,
you're going to be complaining, saying, you can't park there, you fucking did it.
I'd want to say...
Would you use slurs?
No. I wouldn't slurs, but I'd just be very rude. Okay. And if they said something mad to me, I'd be like, oh, that was a good one. And then close the door. Because then they'll be like, hey, up there, he's a nutter.
Because imagine
I can't move. I'm like stationary. I'm stuck in this room.
Mm.
That's entertainment.
Yeah.
Think of it.
Yeah, definitely. That's the only interaction you're gonna have in there.
Only interaction.
I don't want to be nice to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have but to
deep
be
down,
I love you. But I mean, I if you come into my house and you come into my room, oh, how are you? Outside the window, you can't park there.
Would you want to live in a care home if you get older?
Nah, I heard what happens there.
Okay. All right. Moving on. All right. What advice would you want to give to like young people when you get older?
What advice would I give? Okay. Taking responsibility is the first step to getting better.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Brother.
Brother, I pulled that out. Amazing. Brother, I went in between my cheeks and pulled that out.
Okay. You didn't need to
I'm
say
sorry. Like, I just,
you could have said I went into my pocket.
No, but then just to really emphasize, you know, how I came up with it. That one came, I pulled that one out of my ass.
Responsibility. I think as adults, that's something that we kind of struggle to do.
Definitely.
Responsibility.
I haven't fully grown, like, so it's very hard. Now it's hard to take responsibility, but I've gotten better at it through practice, you know, through situations. But yeah, I think taking responsibility is generally, it's the hardest, it's the bravest thing to do because it's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
What are you on today?
I don't know what it is. I think, I think the ball's rolling right now. Just let me keep going.
Yeah.
So anyways, taking responsibility is a very hard thing to do. So, which also makes it very brave. So admitting when you're wrong, that's a form of taking responsibility. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's a very, very, very important life skill for men, dogs, women, children, everyone to have. You know what I mean? Admitting when you're wrong is one of the hardest things to do. And someone who can't admit that they're wrong is not someone you want in your circle. Definitely not someone you want in your circle.
Today,
I'd rather a pussy than someone who can't admit what they're wrong.
Today?
Yeah.
You've taught me something.
I think.
That you...
I think there's something in this water.
Wow, you are world class.
Thanks, man.
I'm chatting shit. But listen, for me, what I would say is take a beat.
Okay.
Take a beat.
What do you mean take like?
Take the beat. I like to shake the beat. I make the beat. I hate the feet. I hate to leave. No. What I mean take a beat is, in essence, like, don't always react.
Yeah.
Like take your time.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes when you react straight away, you regret it.
Yeah.
You know? Like when someone says something to you and it makes you feel a certain way, relax.
Yeah.
Don't be so responsive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's been, and I take that for myself, I've responded to things that people have said.
Yeah.
And then immediately I've regretted it.
Mm-hmm.
So having that self-control to just be like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Because then also that can make that other person be like, you know what? I fucked up. And then you can explain how that made you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that can help you build relationships
again.
And don't rush. Don't rush things. I always say Allah knows best. Allah knows best, innit? Like, take your time.
Okay. You done?
Don't fucking speak to me like that again. All right? I gave you flowers. Yeah? I made you feel like what you said was elite. And then you're dealing with me like that.
No, do you not remember how you ended it?
How?
You just said, I'm trying to and then you carried on to your point.
But you know I'm not,
so you just on all the flowers you gave me.
No, I'm not. I didn't mean anything I just said.
Okay, fair enough.
All right?
All right. Are you done though?
I'm done.
Alhamdulillah. All right, cool. So guys...
I've got something else. Okay. All right, what will your personality be like?
My personality?
Yeah.
What, when I'm older?
Yeah.
I want to be like a... I just want to be known as fun. Mm. I want to be known as someone you can come to and, you know, talk to about anything. And, you know, I won't take it too seriously. I like to find
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I always like to find the humor in things. And I don't know, man. I'm a big fan of not taking things too seriously, unless I need to take it seriously. But like, you know, just in general, when I'm starting something or when I'm talking to someone or dealing with a high stakes situation, you know, I'd like to think humor kind of dies all that down. It makes people comfortable.
Yeah.
And I think gets done when you're comfortable. So yeah, that's what I think I bring to the table all the time.
Definitely gets done when you're comfortable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Generally.
All right. So what would be your classic old man slogan?
I'm just trying to say sucker free in a world full of lollipops, baby.
Wow.
What about you?
I don't know if I can. Wow.
You know, to be fair, I robbed that off someone. But you know, you should come up with, there's another quote I heard that I really, really love. Mm. The streets say for everybody, that's why they made sidewalks.
Wow.
That was elite, innit? That was elite.
I'm trying to think of if I've got a saying. Wow, I got one.
Oh, go on.
Silence can never be misquoted.
Oh, bro. That was silence good, man.
can never be misquoted.
Yeah, you can't. There's only one way to be silent.
Just that's by not saying anything.
That's not generally not saying
shit. But
you know
what? With that being said,
yeah,
this has been the end. But this is the beginning. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the end, but it's the beginning.
It is the end, but yeah. Brother, come on,
I'm spitting,
yeah,
man.
You are.
I'm spitting today, bro.
So it's the beginning. So it's the end of this episode, but it's the beginning of this platform.
Bro, you didn't have to spell it out like that.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Genuinely, I just didn't.
You sounded constipated.
I just didn't. Okay. Let's not emulate each other. Yeah. Let's grow and support each other in this community, please.
Okay. Now, do you know what?
Keep that fucking there.
All right, man. You know what? I like that though, because I genuinely was being sincere. All
right. Spell sincere for me right now.
S.
Yes.
I.
Yeah.
N.
Yeah.
C. E. R. E. E. R. E. E. R. E. E. Yo. End it with a rap. Ended with a rap. I ended with a trap. Ended on my lap. That's money. Fivers. Tens. All right, guys. Look, I've been Harry Pinero.
I've been Giacchus.
This is the Old and Bold podcast. We are on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts, and of course, any other podcast that you use for your ears, for the wares, ask wares, your wares.
And guys, next episode, we will be talking about the political and sociological issues on the far right. And I just want to be talking about
No, we won't.
Never in a minute.
See you next time.
Take care.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.